BFE DOD Podcast with your host LOD and Noble Clem.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Yeah. Alright, welcome to the BFE DOD Radio Podcast for August 21st, 2005. This is your host LOD and I'm joined by Noble Clem, Mofo, Daedalus, Marcos, Moondog, Iron Man, and Squiggle. Let's get this started. We're going to talk to Daedalus, the guest of honor today. He's the EC chairman and he's a longtime BFE vet. And what many of you think of as probably the biggest evil doer out there. Daedalus, just tell us about yourself and how long you've been in BFE and been on the EC.
Well, thanks for having me. I've been here since the Dave Defeat announcement on, or the BFE announcement on DaveDefeatMod.com. So that was probably, 2001? Long-ass time. Campaign 1, I came on. I honestly don't know how many campaigns I've been on the EC. It's been over 2 years. I've just been, just staying with it, and people ask me to come back, or a couple times I've offered to retire, and they don't want me to leave, so just been hanging out, doing the job.
All right. Noblethumb, take it away.
So, seeing as you're kind of like the head of the EC, and a lot of people kind of see you as the bad guy, seeing as you're the one who posts all the bans and posts all the punishments or warnings, everything else, why do you think you have that bad rap?
Well, it's partially just the nature of the job. Since you're the rules enforcement, nobody really likes the cops showing up, breaking up a party. But, there's certain things we have determined that work in the best interest of the game, and those rules have to be enforced by somebody. So the fact that we have to issue punishments and enforce the rules sort of gives a negative view of our position in it, in tournament. I don't know if there's a whole lot you can do about that with having that job function.
Okay.
Do you get a lot of people viewing you as a bad guy, or is it just kind of just some of the newer people?
Some people have a problem with authority in general, and those people typically have the most problem with us doing it on a video game.
All right. Recently, Daedalus, just to let everyone know, Metallica, a longtime BFE player, was caught cheating outside of BFE and was banned. What can you tell us about this case? It's kind of a new rule, as I understand.
Well, we had a long-standing policy where basically whatever went on outside our servers, we didn't care about. And for the most part, that was back when we didn't have demos either, so we didn't really have a good method of enforcing the rules. I mean, back when we had 4 screenshots, which was a nightmare. And then we decided that, the general view is we don't want cheaters around. And if we have the tools to capture them, we should use them. So hence we brought Half-Life TV on the servers. And we've sort of reached out to other tournaments and other individuals, and now we view that we can expand our view to try to keep cheaters out of our tournament before they actually get involved and conduct the bad action to affect that can affect a battle or a campaign on the servers. So we're expanding our view, but, we're not a rubber stamp for outsiders. If some admin thinks you're cheating because you've got 3-to-1 death ratio on Donner or some easy map that everyone knows, then, that's not it. We look at the evidence they provide, and we make our own judgments.
Now, on the latest case with Metallica, that's the first case that you've actually banned someone, this is just a temporary one, on the basis of being banned outside of BFE. I am under the assumption that this ban is actually what happened after you guys enforced the new ruling. Is that true or not?
It sort of prompted our evaluation of the rule, that outside, because we had access to their demos. They were clearly, he admitted himself that he was guilty of the action. And it wasn't in competitive play, but it just left a bad taste in our mouth. And given that we have the tools to make our own judgment on it, we felt that it was time to move, take the next step. But at the same time, we realized that it wasn't against the rules when he did it. So, you know, levying a campaign ban or a permanent ban would seem overly harsh. So we took the opportunity to send a message while at the same time not letting this clear incident, you know, get passed without any negative comment by us.
Yeah, I'm all for, like, getting rid of the hackers, banning people, and I actually think this is a good rule as long as you guys review the demos and all the other evidence that you can get your hands on. But the only problem I have is more of a standpoint of, okay, yeah, he admitted it, but it's kind of like, let's say you create this rule, and then you go back behind when, like, it wasn't illegal, and start punishing people for a rule that hasn't been instated yet at that point. It's just kind of a fairness problem that I kind of see with it.
Well, and that's why we were a lot lighter than we probably would be should it come up in the future. Everyone knows cheating is wrong, whether it occurs on an outside server or within our own. Cheaters are not desirable, I mean, unless you're in that community. But for the most part, it's understood cheating is a negative, and if you get caught, there are consequences. It may go beyond just the server that you're caught on. And even though at the time he didn't think it might reach to BFE, unfortunately, we decided to take that step, and his was the first that we encountered.
So, Daedalus, sometimes it appears the EC, you know, goes light. Sometimes it doesn't. Does the EC have a sense of humor? Because the recent case with the name changes at the end of the campaign was a little harsh in some people's minds.
Well, I thought it showed that we had a sense of humor and understanding. I mean, clearly they violated a known rule. Yes, it was the last battle, but rules apply from the beginning of the campaign to the end of the campaign. But we did realize that, and the nature of most of those violations, changing the name to player, you know, we didn't feel that they should lose a battle over that. So that, I think it does show an understanding. Now, the Kaj ban, there was more going on there than just what everyone else did, hence his ban was for a longer period of time.
Does the EC have different types of, like, set punishment standards for different offenses, say name changes or cheating or using map exploits?
Well, yes, we have a basic guideline, and then we look at the aggravating or mitigating circumstances. You know, have they done this in the past, or was there a recent ruling on this so they would be made more aware of this? You know, we look at other factors affecting, but we basically have guidelines that we use as a baseline, and then we'll adjust based on the specific facts of the case.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Daedalus. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks for inviting me.
And here's a word from Fireblade about his recent ban.
I really don't care. You see, that's what's cool about being an American ninja. You just don't care.
All right, and now we're back with the roundtable discussion. Everyone is free to talk.
All right, guys, so what do you think of the CO selection that we have?
I look at all the COs, and they're all, I can tell that most of the people who got chosen as COs are good COs, and I've worked with more than a few of them. And so it's some good choices by both generals.
I'm glad to see a lot of the quality officers, such as Anna, I got to know the last campaign on the Axis. You know, everyone was fearing at the random that no one would get promoted that deserved it. You'd get lifers would luckily get on their life side, and they would just get promoted because the people wouldn't trust the other side. But it's good to see the mix of officers. A lot of Axis and allies are switching places. You got Truman Gates, old school vet, you know. It looks good to me.
On the same note, Moondog is, you know, he was allied CO and whatnot, and now he's on the Axis, and they picked him, and he's a good CO.
Well, Thanks, Marcos. And the thing is, it was really hard once I started off Allies 3 campaigns, and I knew them the same people over and over again. And then to just switch over to Axis, you know, I had to really make an impression on Ozzer because, you know, he's never worked with me, he's never seen me play. So it was a little bit harder, you know, to be switching sides right now, but it all turned out for the best. And we have some good COs on both sides.
I know with the selection process, there was some CO threads that were created to put in recommendations. So I think the generals took a lot of recommendations from some of the people who were in that list, and they also talked to previous COs to say, "Hey, I got these people. Who do you think would be good?"
Yeah, I like that idea. It's good to see, you know, newer people like myself, not to, you know, promote myself in any way, but also guys like Lone Wolf. I worked with them last campaign. Excellent. We've been writing, you know, recommendations from the end of last campaign, and, you know, it really makes it feel good that, you know, that you know, did something.
Hey, I was surprised to see Truman Gates is back, but it makes me wonder where Briar went, the savior of the Allies. God, I miss Briar. And Tom, for that matter.
You know, looking at the lists here, throwing my opinion in here, and I know my opinion always has to be taken with a grain of salt since I'm the ass, but, you know, I'm looking at the list. Vass has been a CO a billion times. Doman's been CO. Powers has been CO. I believe Truman Gates has been CO a couple times. You know, Lasse's been CO a bunch of times. Shifty's been CO a bunch of times. Dedis has been CO a bunch of times. We're getting all these guys that just been CO, 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 CO. You know, I just figured, you know, you'd see a couple of new people. And, you know, nothing against Truman Gates. It's his first campaign really back into it. You know, you figured you want to try, or at least in my opinion, you want to try to have somebody that has been around so that the troops recognize him. But he hasn't been. So you got all these new guys who are like, well, who the hell is this?
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Truman Gates and Powers are both former generals, and they've been COs plenty of times each. But, you know, Doman, his first CO ship was last campaign, so I don't see that. Vass has been a CO a bunch. Yeah, there are a lot of people that have been COs multiple times. But you got to go with, you know, people you know that will get the job done.
Well, do you guys want a rule so you can hate on the EC about it? You know, mandating new people or something? I mean, we've given the freedom for, you know, picking, for the most part, whoever you want, and people just seem to pick the people they know. And that's how it's always been, and that's what's going to be for the foreseeable future.
Yes, damn it, yes. I want more excuse to yell at you, Daedalus. Please, God.
Yeah, you heard it. We all want a new rule so we can yell at the EC more.
Grr.
Just give Mopo fodder now.
Yes, please. See, we got to make the radio show interesting for the coming weeks, Daedalus, so give us something else to bitch about.
All right, let's not beat up on Daedalus too much. I want to jump ahead to the scrimmage, but first off, power strip. It's been a hot topic ever since, you know, BFB really started. Who here uses it? What do you guys think about it? I personally love it. I use it all the time.
You might want to, for some of the newer people who may not be familiar with it, you may want to just describe what it is.
All right. Power strip is basically a very powerful utility. Change any kind of color setting, contrast, brightness, you know, hue, depth, everything. Does everything for your video card. And people use it to up the brightness so they have a faster scope time, and there's no darkness, no one can hide anywhere. Everything's, like, white.
I've never power stripped, but I do gamma boost, same concept.
The maps are dark in certain places, and that's the mapper's intention. And so, you know, I've never touched the stuff. I always try to play as the mapper intends it, you know, and I still do pretty decent without that stuff. I mean, granted, I might do a little bit better if I could have seen Daedalus prone in that corner the other day, but, you know, oh well, you know, that's the thing. You hide. You got to think tactically, you know. You got to check that corner. Throw on your flashlight, you know.
The other side of the argument is, what I believe in personally is, I have a 19-inch CRT. It's about 5 years old. It is so dark. I use PowerStrip to browse the web. It is that dark. If I go to web pages just regularly, it's too dark to look at the pictures.
God, LD, you have the same monitor as me.
I think PowerStrip is sexy.
But now you have, you know, the NVIDIA tools. Most video cards have a tool where you can do similar stuff, maybe not to the same extent, but you can boost. And from, okay, if people wanted to ban it, how could we detect it? How could we find it? You know, it's from a practical point of view, you can't really do a whole lot with restricting its use. So I understand people need it. I have also a 4-year-old CRT, 17-inch, which actually is losing the color red, so that makes maps interesting as well.
I didn't think it made me actually any better. I mean,
it's like, you know, the argument against people who use, you know, custom skins and stuff like that. You still got to be good enough to hit the person. I mean, yeah, I might see you a millisecond quicker, but I still got to shoot you. It's not boosting my actual aiming or making my reaction quicker. It's just letting me know that there actually is someone there instead of just getting shot in the forehead from a dark corner.
So anyways, wrapping up the PowerStrip discussion, the maps we played yesterday in the scrim, Zephod and Harbor, those are pretty darn dark. What do you guys think? You guys like the maps at all?
I don't know. Harbor, I've played that for quite some time. I mean, it's a map that I've known to be playing since I started playing DoD a couple, 2-3 years ago. And I don't know, I was just kind of surprised we played it versus trying to play something new. Same thing with Zephod.
I found them both kind of boring. I thought they both sucked. I mean, the first one was sort of more allies biased, while, you know, Zephod was kind of action biased. I mean, they didn't really feel like BFE maps. It felt like something you'd find, you know, with a realism mod and like Unreal Tournament or something.
Yeah, I felt they were a little bit out of place. Zephod, you know, classic map. Daedalus and I and Virus are probably the only people here that actually ever played that map in a BFE campaign, but nowadays, you know, it just doesn't feel right.
Well, the original map battle is the reason why I didn't play today. Too many bad memories. That campaign one end battle was just, oh, a nightmare. But Harbor, it's a close quarters map. It is allied biased. I don't think it would really work. I mean, the hitboxes are a little iffy, and also it just doesn't have really a long-range component for snipers, machine guns. It's basically turn a corner and shoot.
Well, it really depends on what kind of maps we're looking to include. I mean, we've got a pretty wide variance of maps, but a lot of them are getting tired. So it depends on what we're looking for. Do we want to find big open maps that are good for every type of weapon, or do we want to find more close quarters maps that might not be as great for some weapons or as others?
Yeah, I think the thing with Harbor is that it was all automatic. There was absolutely no place for any kind of rifle anywhere.
All right, thank you guys for joining us today with the roundtable discussion. I really appreciate it. We had some good discussions, and I hope to see you all next week.
I'll be happy to grace you with my presence.
Well, I don't know if the Seventh Circle of Hell will let me out again for some time, but who knows.
I'm going to fade out with some gay bar action.
Mofo's visited at least once or twice.
I heard he goes there every night.